Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, here you are, four games in. A little bit of uncharted territory. A lot of yards, a lot of points, a lot of big plays given up. What do you make of everything so far defensively?
Well, we need to do a better job in all three areas, offense, defense, special teams, and there's a lot to work on. But, you hit on some issues there. We missed a lot of big plays offensively and not having the impact in the kicking game that we want to have. So, just need to keep grinding away.
Are you seeing new mistakes or are you seeing repetitive ones? And I know I've talked to you before, the ones that bug you are the ones that repeat.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, every team's a new team and got different players. And so I would say, you know, in terms of fundamentals, you know, those could always be better. Yeah. Footwork, hand placement, tackling, leverage. We need to continue to work on those things. A lot of the schematics or those are, you know, specific to the team we're playing.
I've talked to you before, too. I know rules have changed as far as how you can practice, what you can, what you can't do. As far as getting on the same page, is it all about meetings now, extra walkthroughs, or does it happen better on when you actually get out there on the field and you can get man-on-man type stuff?
Well, we'll try to make progress in every opportunity we have. So the chances we have to meet or walk through are they're important teaching times, and practice time on the field is important as well. So try to use all of them.
Thursday night game, short week. What's the toughest thing about preparing for this week? Is it the limited practice or just the amount of mental toughness your team's going to have to show and get ready to play, especially on the road? You know, we're used to playing these here at home.
Yeah, well, I think the big challenge will be for the players just physically. You know, it's such a short turnaround. You know, when the game was over Sunday, that was really Wednesday night for us in terms of a Sunday game. So, you know, you just have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then play. So it's really a three-day of preparation week and 3 days of physical preparation, 3 days of mental preparation. So, you know, we can tailor the game plan down to what we need to do. You know, physically, body needs some time to recover, and we'll, you know, see where we come out on that.
3 weeks ago, you had Drew Brees. You didn't really face a running quarterback. And then you had Watson hit you on a draw. You got caught on one of those draws, maybe some escape plays. Cam Newton seemed like it was more of a called quarterback type draw. Is Winston a draw runner, or is he strictly want to stay in the pocket? I know you're facing him for the first time, but what do you see on Jameis Winston?
He looks like more of a guy like Roethlisberger that really wants to throw.
Barrel-chested, right?
Yeah, he can get away from the rush. He can buy time, but he's looks like he's more his tendency more is to throw the ball down the field more than it is to take off and run with it. Not saying he can't run with it, but I think his preference is to throw. He's more athletic than Roethlisberger, but, you know, kind of more of that type of big, strong quarterback that's hard to tackle.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Ace of 57, talking about their tight ends. You have the Brake kid. He's a Harvard graduate. Howard went to Alabama. What do you make of the two tight ends set, not to get into academic admissions?
Yeah, they both players are very good. You know, Brate's been very productive for him. He's had more touchdowns than any other tight end in the last couple of years. He's really a go-to receiver that complements the middle of the field with DeSean Jackson and Evans. So he does a great job for him. Howard, of course, is a new addition to the team this year. And, you know, he's produced some explosive plays as well. Big, good blocker, big target down the field, good hands, good run after catch. And they've gotten him involved. So really both tight ends are they're both good options. They add a lot to the attack and in terms of both blocking and receiving, and then they have the receivers to go with them. So it's really given Winston a good balanced attack in the passing game.
Okay, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Bellastrader, a little bit of Mike Evans, I think?
Yeah, you bet. He'll be in there.
All right, good stuff right there. Everybody hang tight. More Patriots All Access right after this. Then we'll do the Bellastrader, a quick one.